Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. Starting off, taking a look at a couple of high school sporting notes, a couple of preseason polls out yesterday. Starting off in the high school football ranks, the Radio Iowa preseason poll is out for top 10 in each class. And here's a look at the area top fives, or the top fives in each class, and then some of the area teams that are ranked in the top 10. In Class 4A, West Des Moines Valley holds the top spot, followed by Dowling Catholic, Ankeny, Cedar Falls, and Southeast Polk at number 5. In Class 3A, Pella top-ranked, followed by Dallas Center Grimes. Harlan checks in at number 3. Cedar Rapids Xavier and Grinnell round out the top 5, and Lewis Central comes in at number 6. Harlan and Grinnell, number 3 and number 5 in that opening poll, are set to meet here in week number 1. In Class 2A, Waukon is top-ranked, followed by PCM Monroe, Williamsburg, Solon, and Clear Lake, top 5 teams there. In Class 1A, OABCIG is top-ranked, followed by South Central Calhoun, Dyke New Hartford, West Branch, and Van Meter. Panorama is at number 6 and Underwood at number 9. That'll be Atlantic's week 1 opponent. In Class A, Grundy Center is top ranked, followed by Iowa City Regina, St. Ansgar, West Hancock, and Edgewood Colesburg. St. Albert checks in at number 10. And in 8-player, Don Bosco is top ranked, followed by Remsen St. Mary's, Audubon at number 3, the defending state runner-ups there at the third spot. And also Fremont Mills checks in at number 5. Cam opens up the year at number 8 there in that opening rankings there for top 10 in each class, the Radio Iowa High School football poll. First full week of action coming up here this Friday night for week 1 of play. We'll have that Audubon opening matchup for them as they will host Xyra EHK for their first contest of the season. Moving on from football to volleyball, the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union released their preseason volleyball rankings as well. This is a top 15 for each class. In the Class 1A, Holy Trinity Catholic holds the top spot, followed by Wapsie Valley, then St. Albert, New London, and Janesville. Coon Rapids Bears at number 9, Sydney at number 15. In Class 2A, Western Christian is top-ranked, followed by Beckman Catholic, Dyke New Hartford, Wilton, and Boyden Hole. Underwood's at number 7, Nottoway Valley at number 15. In Class 3A, Mount Vernon is the top-ranked team, followed by Osage, Clarion Goldfield Dows, Unity Christian, and Union. Kemper Catholic at number 10, and Red Oak at number 15. In Class 4A, Western Dubuque is top-ranked, followed by Cedar Rapids Xavier, Marion, Sergeant Bluff Luton, and West Delaware. Glenwood's at number 6, and Carroll at number 14. And in Class 5A, Valley is top-ranked, followed by Iowa City Liberty, Ankeny, Dowling Catholic, and Cedar Falls. Abraham Lincoln comes in at number 10. That's a look at your top 15 there for the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union preseason volleyball rankings. There were a few matchups that got the season started. No area teams were participating. Some area teams will get their season started now with contests scheduled for tonight. That's a look at some of your preseason polls there for high school football and volleyball. Moving on now here to Major League Baseball in a matchup we had for you on the radio last night. Jack Flaherty made just his second start in 30 days and fired one-hit ball over five shutout innings of the Cardinals' 9-3 pounding of the Royals. Paul DeJong, fresh back off the COVID-19 list, and Paul Goldschmidt drove in three runs apiece, with Goldschmidt hitting a two-run homer in that contest there for the Redbirds. We'll have the Cardinals and Royals again for you here tonight. 6:20 will be the pregame, 7:15 is first pitch there in St. Louis. Also in Major League Baseball, Javier Baez drilled a two-run homer, and David Bodie added a solo shot and four RBIs as the Cubs ripped the Tigers 9-3. Winning pitcher Alec Mills gave up three runs over seven innings while striking out seven. Over in the American League, it was Toronto 6-4 over Tampa Bay, Minnesota a 3-2 winner over Cleveland, Texas beat Oakland 3-2. It was Houston 11-4 over the LA Angels. In the National League, Miami an 11-8 winner over Washington, Milwaukee beat Cincinnati 4-2, and Colorado was a 3-2 winner over Arizona. In other baseball news, the New York Mets will resume play with a doubleheader against the Marlins on Tuesday. The Mets are able to resume their schedule after no additional members tested positive for COVID-19 since the team learned of two infections that caused four games to be postponed last week. The Mets will make up their weekend subway series against the crosstown Yankees with doubleheaders on Friday and Sunday at Yankee Stadium and a single game on September 3rd at Citi Field. Thursday's scheduled Astros-Angels game in Houston will be played on Tuesday as part of a doubleheader due to the potential impact that Tropical Storm Laura may have on the Gulf Coast. In addition, Wednesday's game has been moved to the afternoon. Indians manager Terry Francona will miss the club's three-game series against Minnesota this week while he continues to deal with health issues. Francona underwent another surgery on Friday to address a gastrointestinal condition that has bothered him for nearly a year. First base coach Sandy Alomar Jr. will continue to fill in for the 61-year-old Francona, who has missed 17 games here this season. The lab used by the NFL for COVID-19 tests says an isolated contamination caused 77 most likely false positive results. In a statement, BioReference Laboratories says the test results on Saturday were contaminated during preparation at their lab in New Jersey. 11 teams were affected and the tests were re-examined and found to be false positives. The lab says that all individuals impacted have been confirmed negative and informed. And also in other sports news, on the scorecard front there from yesterday, the National Hockey League playoffs continuing with some second round action, and it was the New York Islanders opening up their series against the Philadelphia Flyers with a shutout victory 4-0 to take a 1-0 series lead there. Dallas beat Colorado 5-2 there in that second round series also. That's the look at some of the latest in sports here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.